Thank you. We are resuming the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for December 16th, 2021. The next item on the agenda is a very important item that I might say I might have been eagerly waiting for. This is, as this is the last open meeting of 2021, the next item on the agenda is the election of officers for 2022. And I will provide some remarks afterwards. Forgive me, my computer is, let me resolve this. I'm having a little VPN issue, which let me do it right now so that we can make sure that we don't have any magical disconnect issues that could happen, as we all know, in the world of Zoom, as we just talked about. So it has been a pleasure to serve as chair this year. I will provide some remarks, but it is time to have a consideration of new officers. So we will start with the chair position. And let me ask, I'm trying to get out of this VPN, folks, and maybe it's a sign that I should.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Vice Chair.
With apologies to Alexander Haig, I'm here in the building, and I'm having similar problems with the network, so I suspect it may be a broader issue than just your VPN.
I think so, because I am attempting to disconnect, but it keeps reconnecting me to the system. It's like the Matrix that just doesn't want to let you go. So let's try to keep this moving along then. But are there any motions for the position of chair? I was thinking I might be frozen. Are you able to hear me? So
I'll move for
Commissioner Walther, would you like to be recognized?
I'd love to be recognized.
Go right ahead.
All right, thanks. I'd like to, I'm proud to say that I've had the pleasure of nominating Mr. Dickerson for the chair for another very busy year. I look forward to serving with him. We had a nice long conversation about our situation, and we both agree that we're going to take all the time it takes to get our job done, and with the utmost of collaboration and goodwill, despite the fact that we do have very major disagreements on occasion. They'll be undertaken with best finesse that we can put together and come back with the best decisions that we can, and lead in such a way that everybody will have the maximum ability to communicate on these issues. But so we have a nice little group of cases, a matter of ahead of us, but I can't tell you how much, I can't stop now that I have a moment, how pleased I am with the work that was done as chair this year. She's just a wonderful person. It was great to have her working with me when we started off together. And I've seen how she's taken this thing and moved us forward in a way that I don't think any of us have as in the past. And it's really, to her credit, that we got so much done. I know we've broken some good records on the quality and number of cases that we've been able to put through. We're almost back to normality. So it's just, and she's done it with such grace, and it's very tough, and nobody knows how tough it is until you have all sorts of people moving at you and trying to get stuff done, and you have to make some hard decisions in a short period of time. Having said all that, I know that our new chair-to-be will be a great person to work with and to lead us, and I'm looking forward to it. And so for that reason, I hereby nominate Mr. Dickerson for the upcoming chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Walther. That is a wonderful motion. Is there any discussion on the motion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to echo Commissioner Walther's comments about your service. I knew that you would be able to hit the ground running, but you really have done an amazing job this year. We've gotten an unbelievable amount done. You took office at a time of great challenge for the commission when we had this huge backlog, and you handled all of us and managed all of us with intelligence, grace, courtesy, humor, determination, and incredible dedication to the mission of this agency. And I thank you for that. And I admire you for that. And I thank you for that. And let me also say that I'm looking forward to the upcoming year with the new leadership team. I have known Alan Dickerson not as well, perhaps, as some others, but I've known him for many years, and I admire the way he shows up to events, even when it's, you know, perhaps not the most friendly audience for his point of view. But he also is very dedicated. Oh my goodness, I lost him there for a second. I hope I'm not making you blush there, Mr. Vice Chair. I have admired the passion that he brings and the commitment that he brings to his interpretation of the law. He has been very dedicated and determined also. And like Commissioner Walther, I frequently disagree with the vice chair, but I know that he comes to this with honesty and intelligence and commitment to the Constitution. And I appreciate that. So I appreciate the last year, and I'm looking forward to next year.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. I still want to open it to the colleagues to discuss the motion, but I would too like to join in all accolades to the vice chair. The two of us found ourselves thrown in this position, me having the benefit of being at the agency before, but the vice chair having the unique vantage of having practiced before the agency for years. It has been a genuine pleasure working with you over the course of this year. I think it's always an example of a good working relationship when you feel like you can learn something from the other person. I have learned something from you. I hope that you can feel that way towards me as well. There is a great appreciation for working with an individual that I believe all of us are, but I believe is truly dedicated to the mission of the agency. And as I've said before, I look forward to supporting your year as a chair, and I am ready to take one of those seats that don't have a chair in front of the name and to follow your leadership. So thank you very much to the vice chair for his leadership this year, and I appreciate and support that motion. Let me ask colleagues if there are any more comments or discussion on the motion. If not, I will call the question. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Aye. I assume the vice chair, out of modesty, is abstaining on his vote. So
I abstain, but with gratitude.
The motion passes 5-0 with one abstention. So that moves us on to the next position that we have, and that is the election of vice chair.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'm sorry, because it wasn't unanimous, you have to call the vote.
Thank you very much. That's yes, one more thing that I'm going to be glad to not have to be reminded about. So the votes are 5 voting in favor. The motion passes with the Commissioner Walther, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Cooksey, Commissioner Weintraub, and myself voting in favor and one abstention. Thank you, Ms. Allen. Appreciate you. So let's turn to the election of the vice chair. Any motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Pastor.
I'm going to try not to be too choked up to get this out. I have the privilege of nominating a fellow son of the American West to be the vice chair in the upcoming year. It's always a little bit awkward in that I suspect that there's no one observing our proceedings who is unfamiliar with Commissioner Walther's record. He first joined the commission in 2006, and this turn as vice chair will not be his first rodeo. Before entering into public service, Commissioner Walther was an accomplished litigator. it'll be a personal privilege to work with someone with much more experience in the courtroom than I have, but a similar view perhaps of the world. He was the founder and developer of a successful law firm in his home state of Nevada and a leader of the practicing bar as president of the State Bar of Nevada, the Western State Bar Conference, and the National Conference of State Bar Examiners. And having chaired the 6,000 member fellows of the American Bar Association, I suspect that being vice chair of a mere 300 something employee agency is easy work. Most crucially, and I think in some ways most interestingly, like his grandfather and father before him, Commissioner Walther is a past president of the Reno Rodeo, which I have every intention of visiting at some point during my service on this commission. Accordingly, Madam Chair, I would move the selection of Commissioner Stephen T. Walther of Nevada to serve as vice chair of the commission effective the 1st of January, 2022.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Any discussion on the motion? Well, let me, I fully support this motion for the vice chair. Having worked with Commissioner Walther as a chair, as a vice chair, I am always eager to follow his leadership. He has been a guidepost for me during my tenure at the commission. And so I look forward to working with him in this endeavor as well. So unless there are any further comments, I will call the question. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
I assume that we also have modesty as well with an abstention by Commissioner Walther. So the motion passes with 5 voting in favor. That is Vice Chair, well, incoming chair, Dickerson, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Cooksey, Commissioner Weintraub, and myself voting in favor of the motion. So I say congratulations to our incoming chair and vice chair for the year 2022. So I don't know if it's appropriate, but I'm going to say here's a short round of applause for all of you. I look forward to not handing over this one because my name is on it, but handing over the proverbial to you.